99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
It's Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Good morning, Kelly.
Hello.
I am following right now via a family group chat my daughter's competition over in London, England. They have
It's happening right now.
Yeah, I mean it started at like 2:45 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, wow.
Our time.
Have they adjusted to that time difference?
Yeah, I mean, they've been there since, you know, Wednesday morning, we'll say. So they have gone over to compete in the Great Brits, the International Irish Dance Competition. And we all woke up at about 2:45 just to like text them and wish them good luck on their first rounds and everything. And,
oh, wow.
It, you know, with Irish dance, there's usually three rounds. You know, there's there's two rounds, and then there is a determination based on those two rounds whether you can dance a third round. So they've completed their first two rounds. So now we're kind of just waiting to see if they can dance their third round. But yeah, it's just like text messages back and forth. And it's so wild and bizarre to be like, okay, it is, you know, 11 o'clock there right now. It's lunchtime. And so they're just kind of waiting around, waiting for the third round to start. And we're just getting our day started, you know?
So bizarre.
I know. So anyways, a little distracted by that right now, but I don't think it'll deter too much from the show, as we've got a lot to get to here this morning. We've got those feel goods coming up here in just a few minutes. Also, want to play a game this hour, the celebrity middle name game, which kind of is something that happened just by coincidence, you know?
Yeah, a lot of these games kind of come out of like just organic conversations, and then you kind of like dive into a wormhole.
Yeah, exactly. And then before the end of the hour, also, there is a guy who got pulled over with something very, very, very awkward and bizarre in his hands.
Okay.
It's our Setting the Bar story coming up before the end of the hour. Yeah, we have, I guess Megan is our last contestant for the Gold Over America Tour. Ben and Kelly's Go for the Gold, Ben and Kelly Olympics, coming up a little bit later on this morning. But yeah, that tour is hitting the KFC Yum Center tomorrow. So that's pretty cool. And Simone Biles actually on the Today Show yesterday. So she's going to be flying from New York to Louisville. And she was just kind of talking about everything that she's been going through and even kind of choked up a little bit talking about it.
I don't twist. I do double A half outs, which is my signature move on the floor. But that's never affected me. But everything else is just like waist so heavy, and I watch the girls do it, and it's not the same.
It's not the same.
Yeah.
Is that weird?
To do something that I've done forever and just not be able to do it because of everything I've gone through is really crazy, because I love this sport so much. But
yeah, so it was just kind of you can tell she's still just like battling stuff, and luckily she's getting help through health and telemedicine app that she's been using. And so, hopefully everything will be cool when she rolls through the Yum Center tomorrow.
Hopefully this tour is helping her.
Yes.
Just kind of like get back into it in a way less of a pressure cooker situation.
Yeah. Yeah. And, obviously it's a much different atmosphere than competition, you know.
Right.
Even though it is still, you know, you're performing, but it's more like you're performing for a crowd who is appreciative and who isn't judging you, you know.
Exactly. So, yeah, you're not being judged at all. You're just, you know, right, in front of a bunch of people who adore you.
Yeah, for sure. So another shot at the Ben and Kelly Olympics coming up a little bit later on here this morning on 99.7 DJX. Answered 73 questions for Vogue magazine. We've got that up at WDJX.com. But one of the questions was about her most prized possession. And if I gave you 100 guesses, you wouldn't get what it was. However, Kelly, I bet you would because you you watched the video. But
well, I didn't watch the entire thing.
Uh-huh.
James Corden, who's a friend of mine but also does carpool karaoke, which I did, he did it with her and knew how much a fan of her I was. And so he made her spit her gum into a piece of paper and he framed it for me.
She's talking about Celine Dion.
That's my proudest possession.
Did she say she spit on a piece of paper and I framed it?
Yep. So her most prized possession is a piece of Celine Dion's already chewed gum.
OMG.
There you go. All right, you can see that, WDJX.com. All right, feel good stories every hour brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
This is just an incredible story about a dad. He's a British Afghan war vet. He's been walking 1,000 miles to support his daughter who has a rare genetic condition, and he's been marching without shoes.
Oh my gosh.
His name's Chris Brannigan. He left Maine at the end of August for a long trek across the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I've stepped on everything imaginable.
Ooh.
And he's doing this for 9-year-old Hasty, who lives in the UK. And she's got this genetic condition where she was born with that mm-hmm. makes life kind of hard. It impedes her growth, learning, causes seizures. And so he wanted to do a challenge that was equally painful or difficult. And there's currently no treatment for what she has. So the money he's raising is going towards research for a gene therapy that might help her one day. She wants to be a chef, but he says without treatment, she won't be able to do that.
Yeah.
And they had a Facebook page going, kind of sharing, you know, footage of his journey. And he just reached the finish line in Raleigh, North Carolina, after 1,000 miles, 12 states in 45 days.
Hey, everybody. 999 miles, barefoot, down the east coast of the United States, done. Just walking into Station 1 of Raleigh Fire Department, where I'm going to finish this.
Oh,
it's
pretty
amazing.
Wow, that is cool.
And this is the second trip he's done like this. He's already walked 700 miles from Land's End in England to Edinburgh, Scotland.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's just incredible. Their entire story, you can see, dive in way more on our website at WDJX.com. We'll also tweet it at Ben and Kelly Show.
Kelly, if someone were very brand new to the show and we were to say, oh, hey, coming up a setting the bar story, and they're like, what's that? What would you tell him?
This is an example of how not to live your life. This is a life choice not to make. It's a little small hurdle we're confident you can jump over successfully.
All right, so now you're all in the know. So if you can manage to make it through the day without playing the flute while you're driving, you're doing okay.
Playing the flute?
You play jazz
flute? Well,
that
is a new one.
I dabble.
Yeah, so we, you know, talk
is
about...
Is that really him?
No, no, no. That was Ron Burgundy from The Anchorman.
That's not him.
So a guy near Toronto...
I was about to be really impressed.
Yeah, got pulled over for driving while playing a flute with both hands.
Oh, yeah, no. We need at least one of those hands on the wheel, sir.
So he was sitting at a red light, apparently, playing along to a song that he had put, like, you know, on his iPod or whatever. Light changed to green, but he continued to play, driving with his knee. Cops happened to be out doing distracted driving enforcement, and we're like, so they pull him over. They posted a photo of the flute, which, by the way, we just tweeted at Ben and Kelly Show, which is made of wood, not metal. So it's not like one of those flutes that, like, you hold to the side. Like, you think it's almost kind of like a recorder, like you'd get in grade school, you know?
Right.
They weren't able to really provide the name of the song he was playing along to. But they did give him a ticket and said, hey, let's not flute and drive anymore.
Right. Like, I get the need to practice.
Yeah.
But let's go ahead and wait until we're wherever we're going.
Or at another red light.
You play jazz flute?
I dabble.
So again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day, the weekend, the month without playing the flute while you're driving, you're doing okay.
Okay. Good note.
Yep. That is setting the bar on 99.7 DJX.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right. Dave the Pumpkin King Esquire.
Time to win my grandpappy's money.
My grandpappy's money.
Getting word.
What is it? Oh, it's Dave.
Dave?
Dave.
Oh, makes sense. D-A-V-E.
Yeah, just keeping it simple. Dave. Yeah, get that into the website, WDJX.com, and you are in to win $1,000 of the Pumpkin King's cash on 99.7 DJX. All right, fun little question I saw online yesterday.
All right, shoot.
So your ex shows up to your door on trick or treat, what candy are you giving him?
Oh, I'm going to give him, you're going to be happy about this, Twizzlers.
You're going to give him Twizzlers?
Circus peanuts and candy corn. All the things. Wait, black licorice.
You know what? I am taking all of that.
Well, all right then.
Do I like trash candy, apparently?
Apparently you do. That's all the trash candy in my book. So yeah, black licorice. Like, I know you love Twizzlers. I hate Twizzlers. It's just waxy, waxy yuckiness. Circus peanuts, I think. Why did anybody invent those? Why are they still making them?
I'm not eating the circus peanuts. Those are kind of, did I say, that sounded like I said something else.
And then, you know what? I'm dropping in a couple California Reaper peppers.
just to do it?
Just for good measure.
Ooh. Ooh, hot. I mean, you know, if I'm thinking about it, I am putting like the Jolly Ranchers. I'm putting all that trash, like fruity candy in my ex's
Jolly
bag.
Ranchers used to be a reward in school when we got a good grade on our time test.
Yeah, and look, they're still great to put in, a White Claw, but like...
Yeah, my dad used to put them in Zimas.
Right.
Do you remember Zimas?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like they still have a use, but, and I have an entire, like... glass jar full of them in my office, and I'm like, I'm never gonna eat these, so I keep offering them to people who come. I'm like, hey, do you want a Jolly Rancher? And everybody's like, no thanks. So I'm giving like Jolly Ranchers and all that fruity crap to my ex, because you know what, you can miss me with the fruit candy.
Okay, let's see. I wouldn't necessarily qualify that as like revenge candy. Like, I'm thinking revenge candy. Right?
Like the, what is it, the Harry Potter every flavor jelly beans that Jelly Belly produces?
Oh, yes, I would give them the Bamboozled Jelly Belly with the skunk flavors in there and grass.
Okay, listen.
Vomit.
Whitney's saying candy corn on Facebook, and I'm like...
because it's trash.
No, you and your son need to, I'm sorry, your son and I are both on the same level when it comes to candy corn, because that is delicious.
He's a young child. He can't be blamed. I'll educate him.
Especially when you add the peanuts to it. It is a delightful treat. Jennifer rolls in with poison. Okay, Jennifer, you're missing.
That's a little deathy. I said,
what kind of candy?
Candy.
But like you can't go to Moss downtown and be like, hey, or Moose, and be like, hey, can I get the poison flavored candy, please?
Yeah, no, they don't make that.
No.
Yeah. But we get the sentiment. Like, it wasn't a good breakup, apparently.
Larry, I'm with Ben. Candy corn is amazing. Yeah, get on my level. # candy corn gang.
Listen, I can't help your poor taste.
Kathy says giving my ex a zero bar because it describes him.
Wow. Well, that's good. I like that. Mentality's fun.
I don't know if I've ever had a zero bar.
I haven't, but I think it's made of tasty things.
Roxanne says that nasty peanut butter Mary Jane candy. You know what? I'm all right with those. Like anything peanut butter, I'm usually a fan of. Even
seriously,
yes,
like not all peanut butter candy is created equal. I think you've got your Reese's peanut butter level. Yes. You got your Butterfinger.
Kelly, I'm about to drop something on you that may change the way you look at me.
That's going to be difficult to do.
Fair. Those orange and black chews that you get in the wax little orange and black wrapper.
I've never had one of those in my entire life.
Those are peanut butter chews, and I'm all about those.
Oh, no, sir.
I'm like, give those to me.
Nope.
So, yeah.
You know what? I'd throw in some Mike and Ike's, too.
Oh, my gosh. Give
Mike and Ike's, yeah.
Oh, you know what? No. Mike and Ike's, those are the fruit ones. Yeah, I'm all right with missing
the... No, I thought aren't there licorice ones?
Yeah, the licorice. Yeah. Those are what we call smartening pills.
Oh, okay. No.
Listen,
nope.
Christy, razor blade candy is not an option.
No, listen. Listen, don't get too deathy. This is happy fun revenge candy.
Stop. Yeah. Laura gets it. She's like peppermint from on top of the dryer that may have accidentally gotten washed or were in the bottom of my purse forever.
That's acceptable.
That's what I'm saying right there, Laura. Yes. You get it.
Staying away from razor blades and poison, please.
Right. Melissa, poison apple. Sorry, I mean a candy apple. Okay. All right.
Okay. All right.
Anyways, yeah. So if your ex showed up on Halloween trick or treating, what candy? Y'all are hating on me about my candy likes and dislikes. I'm getting a lot of hate on the text line and on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show on 99.7 DJX. We were just talking about what candy, if your ex showed up at your door for trick or treating, what candy would you give your ex? And everybody's all like, candy corn's trash. The Mike and Ike's, not the Mike and Ike's, it's the Good and Plenty's are what you were looking for. That's the licorice.
Oh, good. Yeah, okay. I got confused.
Yeah, that's what I call the smartening pills because they're so good, and I'll eat those any day of the week. But, everybody's all like, it's all trash. These are all trash.
Oh, wow. So, Mary said chocolate suckers with X-Lax. Wow.
You know.
That is creative.
And also Seth is like, hey, are they allergic to nuts? How about a payday? And I'm like, yo,
we're not getting deathy. We're getting happy, fun, revenge candy. Somebody else texted, said, I'd give my ex stale circus peanuts and licorice that my children have eaten and spit back out. You guys are just, dang it. Work some stuff out, apparently.
I love it. I love it. All right. If you want to continue this conversation offline, you can.
A fun conversation.
I know. At Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook. All right. Coming up next, feel good. Kelly, what are you working on?
We need to switch gears. I think we need some good, like, good old fashioned.
Now, all y'all are deathy about this.
Sportsmanship. Yes. We got to switch gears.
If my ex came up to my door, I'd stab them.
Oh,
no,
wow.
That's not a candy. You can't.
That's not. Not talking about that. That is not. Okay. By the way, candy corn's trash.
Right.
Feel good's coming up.
You missed.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so Kelly, will you give the recap on this group therapy that we had a few weeks ago from Brett?
So Brett's future father-in-law wanted the wedding with his daughter to be dry. No alcohol. He wasn't going to pay, maybe wasn't even going to come to the wedding if there was. Mm. And, you know, obviously Brett couldn't imagine him not being there, but couldn't fathom a dry wedding and him dictating what they can and can't do either. So it was a really tough situation.
Yeah. And if I recall, we all kind of landed on the, hey, why don't you have a second party?
Yeah. I think we were like a second reception, kind of do the traditional things, have the first part of it be dry and then kind of like flip the switch after, you know, father-in-law
goes
wanted
to
leave.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So I got an update last night.
Okay.
Hey, Ben and Kelly. Thanks for following up with us. The wedding is actually this weekend.
Oh my gosh.
We loved all the suggestions for how to navigate this sticky situation. We appreciate all of the suggestions to have a dry reception, but then have a separate reception with our friends that has alcohol and is more of a party-like vibe. All right, so he's picking
okay.
However,
uh-oh.
We aren't in the situation financially to be able to afford a second reception just to make one family member happy.
Oh, no, no, no,
I don't like where this is going.
Oh, no, no, no. I feel like, oh, no.
We were completely feeling like if we gave her dad the ability to hold money over us just to get what he wanted, this would be a thing for the rest of our lives.
Oh, no.
Definitely not a way to live, he said. So we told her dad that we were wanting a champagne toast only and got him on board last week with just having the champagne toast. Okay.
Okay. All right. That seems like a good compromise.
Well, we had already booked two bartender stations at the reception. So we're going to go ahead and leave those and let that be our little surprise.
Oh, no.
How lame would the reception be if there was no booze?
Oh, it also sounds like there's going to be fireworks.
Brett says, I think everything will be fine. He may be upset at the moment, but he'll be there to witness the marriage of his daughter. And if he wants to duck out of the reception early, that's cool. LOL.
LOL.
We only get one wedding, so we're going to do it our way. And then Brett ends it by saying, hey, if you're free on Saturday, feel free to crash the reception. Anyway,
oh, wow.
Thanks again for the advice, Brett.
Oh, wow, yeah. So, okay, Brett, so when I say fireworks, I think father-in-law is going to be mad.
So Brett didn't follow our advice at all.
No, he did not. He got creative. He's like, well, already booked the bartender. He's going to let those stand. All right, he'll just find out when we get there. Okay.
Yeah, so it sounds
avoid
like...
avoid it until then.
Yeah, it sounds like Brett wanted us to tell him, hey, have the wedding of your dreams.
Yeah, he did. He didn't really necessarily hear that.
Well, and I got to think that his future wife is on board with all of this, too. Because we're not actually hearing her side of the story. We're just hearing...
No, we're not. Yeah. I am assuming, though, that Brett has run this past her.
Because it's her dad.
Oh, dear Lord.
It is her dad.
This could be ginormous disaster, especially if she is unaware of what her husband-to-be is planning. So, like, if dad gets sucker-punched and the bride gets sucker-punched,
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I think I'm going to reach back out. Maybe not, you know, Monday because they'll probably be on their honeymoon. But I'll reach out in a couple weeks again and see if we can get another update.
Let's keep in touch.
Oh my gosh! I think because
I just
to.
I right. need to know now how that's going to go down, knowing what he's planning to do.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for not electing to take any of our advice. Appreciate that, Brett.
We don't say you have to.
No,
we're just tossing it out there.
All you right. Know? That's group therapy. That's the update.
Wow. Whoever laughs first loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, trumpets mean one thing. It's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling dad jokes back and forth to one another. First person who laughs loses and does not have the You Laugh, You Lose Supreme Victor Trophy in their possession.
Yep, nope, that's yours right now. It's yours. Enjoy it. For the last couple of moments, because I'm taking it back.
Okay. We'll see. All right, let me get my jokes. We got my jokes.
Okay, you got some good ones?
I mean, yeah, we'll find out, right?
I got to give a shout out to Allison and Jacqueline, my joke minions.
I was going to say, you have a team of writers.
I do have a consistent squad that are showing up for me each and every week.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
You laugh, you lose. Kelly, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Take it.
My dogs are looking at me weird. All right, here we go.
All right, sure.
You ready?
Yep.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Why couldn't the green pepper practice archery?
Why couldn't the green pepper practice archery?
Because it didn't habanero. Habanero?
I get it.
Yeah.
Kelly, why can't you annoy a skeleton?
Why can't you annoy a skeleton?
You can't get under their skin.
Yeah, you can't because they don't have any.
Right.
Solid. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
I put up an electric fence around my house.
Yeah.
My neighbor is dead against it.
Oh, well, on the death jokes. Hey, what does garlic do when it gets hot?
What does garlic do when it gets hot?
It takes its clothes off.
Oh, sassy. Yeah. Hey, Ben. How do you fix a broken pumpkin?
How?
With a pumpkin patch.
Makes sense. Kelly, what do you call a loud elephant?
What do you call a loud elephant?
A yellowphant!
Cute. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you imprison a skeleton?
Where?
In the rib cage.
Mm. Makes sense. Kelly, how many optometrists does it take to screw in a light bulb? Is it one or two? One or two?
Got it. Got it.
One or two?
Can I see that again?
One?
Yeah.
Or two.
They got to show me about 10 times,
mm-hmm.
typically. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
What kind of candy do eye doctors give out on Halloween?
Oh, a bunch of eye doctor jokes. What?
Candy corneas.
I hear they're delicious.
Tasty.
Ah, Kelly, I'm so sorry to hear your uncle was run over by a boat in Venice.
Oh, no.
Yeah. My condolences.
Wow. Both of us bring in some deathy jokes. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
What plant loves Halloween the most?
Which one?
Bamboo.
I want to die like my grandpa. Kelly?
Yeah?
Sleeping peacefully, not desperately screaming like the people in the bus he was driving.
Wow. Wow. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
What streets are a ghost's favorite?
What?
Dead ends.
Kelly, why did the Spider-Man in the alternate universe do better on his driver's test?
Why did he?
Naturally, he's a parallel Parker.
Gotcha. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
What do you call a goblin who gets near a bonfire?
Oh, what?
A toasty ghosty.
You know, Kelly, as a boy, I was made to believe that earwigs lived in ears.
Ew.
So you can understand why I'm terrified of cockroaches.
It took me a second. It took me a hot second. And now I'm angry at the visual I have. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Do you know what every poop in October is?
What?
It's a spooky dookie.
You know where cockroaches live, right?
No! God, no!
It's all tied up now.
No.
That was good, though.
No.
That was good.
No.
That was good, though. That was good. That was good.
No, it's not. I'm angry at the visual that I now have. So I can't even look at this.
I mean, you understand why I was terrified. You understand
why?
I'm
terrified now, too.
All right, there you go. You laugh, you lose. It's all tied up now.
I really was proud of my spooky dookie, yeah,
that
but
was
you
good.
Just ruined it with your cockroaches.
On 99.7 DJX. Winning word. All right, so pumpkin.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Pumpkin. He's a pumpkin king.
Yep.
P-U-M-P-K-I-N.
That's right, pumpkin. Get that into the website, WDJX.com. You could be $1,000 richer with the Pumpkin King's cash on 99.7 DJX. Man, it has been an exhausting show already. If you missed any of it, you got to catch up on the podcast when you can. We got an update from group therapy from a couple weeks ago where a father-in-law was threatening not to pay for the wedding, or a future father-in-law, if there was alcohol there. And so,
and the groom, they did not necessarily take our advice.
No, but we did get a sneaky little invite to the reception. Now, Kelly's on the phone. What are you thinking?
Can you all please, you were given permission. Can you all please go to that reception?
Go to the reception.
Please. crash it.
I am tempted.
Please do that. That would be so awesome.
I'm tempted and be like, hey, what's up, guys?
Just sit back and just watch what happens.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And then report back.
Yeah. Well,
we just hang out by the chocolate fountain. I had a crasher do that.
Did you really?
Even made the video. Yes.
So you Absolutely. Went back to the video and you were like, who's this guy?
Yep.
You had no idea. And it wasn't me,
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yep. Nope. It wasn't you.
Okay.
We did know you.
Okay. All right.
Didn't you catch like the garter or something?
I did.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you threw the garter and I was in there.
As a married man, you're not supposed to catch the garter, sir.
Listen, I see a competition in front of me. I'm going to take place and I'm not doing a competition and not thinking about winning. So.
No, yeah, you're going all in. You did and you came out the victor.
Right, exactly. So yeah, so there's a couple different things to check out on the podcast already from this show here this morning. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, Pumpkin, that is your winning word, WDJX.com, click win, you can get in on that, the Pumpkin King's cash, $1,000. All right, feel good. Every hour, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling, Kelly K.
This dad is pretty amazing, his name is Chris Brannigan,
mm-hmm.
He's a British Afghanistan war vet, has been walking 1,000 miles to support his daughter who has a rare genetic condition, and he's been doing it without shoes.
Wow.
He left Maine at the end of August, started kind of going along the East Coast. He said, I've stepped in everything imaginable, and it's all for his 9-year-old daughter named Hasty. She lives in the UK. She's got this genetic condition she was born with that makes life really hard for her. It impedes her growth, her learning. It causes seizures. And so he wanted to do a challenge that was equally painful or difficult.
Wow.
There's currently no treatment.
Okay.
And so all of the money that he's raising is going to go towards, you know, developing, you know, research, trying to find some sort of gene therapy that will help her in the future because she wants to be a chef. And he says that mm-hmm. she won't be able to do that without some sort of treatment.
Okay.
So they had a Facebook page up where they were kind of showing his progress called the Hope for Hasty Facebook page. And they had footage as he was reaching the finish line in Raleigh, North Carolina, after 1,000 miles, 12 states in 45 days.
Hey, everybody. 999 miles. Perfect. Down the east coast of the United States. Done. Just walking into Station 1 of Raleigh Fire Department, where I'm going to finish this.
Oh, wow. That's cool. He is barefoot.
Yep.
That is, wow.
Hey!
That is cool.
Yeah. And it's not the first time he did it. He actually walked 700 miles uh-huh. from Land's End in England to Edinburgh, Scotland.
Oh, wow. Dang.
Yeah. So he's incredible. And he's, I mean, that's just your dad. I mean, it's...
Yeah, you do what you need to do for your kids.
You do.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's what he's doing. And you can see their story. The entire thing is up at WDJX.com.
All right. Feel good. Do them every hour. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
So, you know, you're married to your husband for a while. You know his ins and outs. Then when that changes all of a sudden... Like his mannerisms, his disposition changes for the better or for the worse.
And you're like, why?
Yeah. You're like, why? Well, when it changes for the better, is that a bad thing?
Yeah. Should you say why? Or just be like, yay.
Right. Well, when you got girlfriends in your ear saying it could be red flags, that's when you come to us with group therapy. That is on the way. Give us like 10 minutes on that. On 99.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Kelly, what's group therapy?
Well, it's a place where you can bring an issue that maybe you've been struggling with that you feel like either you're getting confusing advice from family and friends and you just need someone that doesn't have any feelings invested in it to give you some honest opinions.
Yeah, Kelly and I have often been described as having no feelings, so this makes
sense. Listen, no, you have been described as that. I have feelings. Just don't have them invested in your particular situation.
Okay. All right. We got her on the phone. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so hey, thanks so much for letting us call you this morning. Will you tell us what you're working through right now?
So I'm aware that this may come off as sounding whiny or unappreciative in little ways, but I've never seen a romantic side of my husband. Like, this is a guy who, like, typically hates Valentine's Day.
Sure.
And it hasn't been, like, my favorite thing about him, but he's just so amazing in other ways. I've never just really, you know, I kind of look past it.
Yeah, you guys make it work.
Yeah. So he's just, like, never been overly affectionate until now.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, lately he's been buying me flowers and... He'll hold my hand while we're watching TV and just, like, rub it and caress it and things. And he's just so loving now, you know? And he's changed so much in the last, like, 5 months or so. I don't recognize him.
So this new affection has all of a sudden come on as of late, where he hasn't been showing you any of that before.
Right.
Okay.
And this is a guy that I've been married to for 20 years.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you know him.
Yeah. So I told my friends about this, and they think he's cheating. They've also, like, noticed that he's grown a beard, which is also completely new.
Uh-huh.
And in their opinions, this is a red flag.
Okay. So do you like the beard?
It's new. I have to, you know, kind of get used to it. It's like looking at him in a different way.
Okay, so it wasn't like a thing where you were like, hey, I really think you should grow some facial hair, and he did it. It was just like, he did it, and you're like, all right, well, that's new.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
Okay.
And so I'm just wondering, can a man change after being together this long? Should I, like, be worried or just appreciate this new attention?
Well, I am a guy. And I've been married a while. You know, part of me is like, and I get it, you know, there are going to be a lot of people and already people, some you know, are chiming in saying, you know, red flag, watch out. He could be, you know, foot out the door or doing this for another person. But I don't want to like panic you, because I feel like, you know, we all kind of go through these periods in our life where you just want to try something new. And maybe the beard is a part of him just kind of going through a little bit of a midlife thing. I don't know. But we want to shoot you straight. We don't want to just paint you in rose petals and all that. But we'll see if we can get you some help, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot.
And then, yeah, I'd love for you to, like, follow up with us a little bit later if you can. And, you know, give us an update on, you know, your relationship.
Sounds good. I can do that, definitely.
Kelly, what's your take on this?
So I don't think it's really anything. I don't think it's an automatic red flag. I mean, I think maybe she talks to him and be like, you know, hey, I've noticed these things and I love it. And Courtney was like, maybe he took a deep inward reflection, decided to do better. Maybe he had a friend behave poorly and decided to use that as a lesson for himself. Yeah. Or yes, maybe it's cheating, but honestly, that's a lot of work. I would just talk to him.
Tell him
that you appreciate these changes, but you're surprised that they're happening now, 20 years into the relationship. Irka texted, she's just like, oh, I just heard the beard part, red flag.
Okay, yeah, like... I'd love to hear someone who went through this themselves and it was just a midlife thing. You just wanted to change and everything was great. You didn't find anything under the hood when you went snooping, or the other way around. I don't know. This is what group therapy is all about. All right.
Yeah, exactly. I think that my first instinct is just kind of like enjoy it, because maybe he was feeling like you guys were stuck in a rut. It's 20 years. Yeah. You know, and maybe he wants to, like, rediscover your relationship and dive in and date you again.
Maybe. All right. 502-57. So, you know, her husband has never been the overly affectionate type, but the past 5 months, he's been extra affectionate, even grew a beard. Her girlfriends are all like, yo, red flag. She's wondering our take on it.
I got to be honest, there are quite a few people on Facebook that are like, red flag, he's cheating, red flag, ooh, maybe he just found out some really bad news. But then a lot of other people are just like, hey, just ask him about it, communicate.
Well, I got to say, if everybody communicated, we would stop having a group therapy session. I got to be honest.
That's true.
Tabitha.
So me and my guy, we've been together 14 years. It'll be 15 in March, and we're actually getting married then.
Congratulations.
I will say that he used to be the same way, not very affectionate. He wouldn't do any of that. But I think a lot of this is probably overthinking, because it could also be that he's just kind of matured in the relationship and just now he sees what's really important.
All right.
I mean, honestly, I think that it's not really a red flag at all.
Tabitha, thank you. All right.
Larry said, listen, from a guy's point of view, we wouldn't get more affectionate if we're cheating. But then there are other people on Facebook
Larry?
The exact opposite.
Yeah. How do you know that, Larry?
Yeah. So that's, I don't know.
Oh, wow.
But then we've got, like, well, so many people are chiming in. Anthony said, I've tried different haircuts. Also growing out a beard, clean shaven, or scruff. My wife lets me know which style she likes. For this guy, she needs to let us know, you know, if he's showing up late for things, having plans that are out of the ordinary.
Okay.
If she has any doubts, like, you know, have one of her friends go and tail him and see what he's really doing.
Oh, well, that's fun.
Get all private investigator on him.
So, Rose, you're thinking it is a red flag.
Well, he's either already cheating or he's flirting with someone else.
So that's based on your personal experience, it sounds like.
Absolutely.
Okay. So what happened in your situation?
Well, I was married for 15 years, and he was never, ever an affectionate person either. And he really didn't become affectionate like she's seeing. But I didn't see any signs. And then I found out he'd been cheating for 2 years.
Oh.
Okay. So he didn't. Okay. So your situation is kind of different in that he didn't all of a sudden become more affectionate, right?
No. But I was single for 11 years after that, before my second marriage.
Uh-huh.
And I dated a couple of guys, even had one live with me.
Uh-huh.
And he was married.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
He lived with me for 7 months.
How does he live with you for 7 months and he's married?
What? Because he was a traveling person.
Oh,
for
my
job, for
gosh.
His work.
Oh, my gosh.
And he said, I got to go back home. I've got some things I've got to take care of because I haven't been home in 7 months. The, you know, the bills and the this and the that. And 2 days after he got home, his wife called me.
Hey, Rose, I need to take down your phone number because it sounds like we need to devote an entire segment just to you. My gosh. All right. Well, wow. Thank you for sharing your experience. And you're saying, hey, it could be a red flag.
Oh, big time.
Okay. Rose, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right. Bye.
Oh, she's been swimming in red flags for a while. Bless your heart. Yeah, I think maybe we should have a whole separate, like, we could have a whole group therapy series for her.
So,
bless her heart.
Bobby, and we can wrap this up, but Bobby is all like, you know, maybe she's just totally banging now, and he can't contain himself.
Could be. Maybe. I would say that. That's what I would say. She just needs to say, hey, I've noticed these things. I love it. What's up?
Yeah.
And then see what he says.
All right. Let us know. Keep us posted. And you can always leave your opinionated comment on the Facebook thread because that's what we do.
Keep Rose's number, please. I feel like we need to follow up on her.
My gosh. The tale of Rose. All right.
Wow.
That is group therapy.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Okay, we've got $1,000 dangling like a carrot in front of you. Well, that would make you kind of like a donkey, but you're not really a donkey. No, you're just a person wanting $1,000. We get it.
We just call people donkeys.
I think I accidentally did, yeah. So,
what's the matter with you?
$1,000 for you, Pumpkin King's cash on the way, and Megan is set to participate in Ben and Kelly Olympics.
Yeah, I think she got inspired by Erica yesterday. She's also going for a Guinness World Record.
Absolutely she is. All right, we got Megan on, and she is ready. She's pumped. We did ask her to bring a prop along for the Ben and Kelly Olympics for these Gold Over America Tour tickets, which are going to be rolling through the Yum Center tomorrow.
We got a text from Shaq that said, I was making a Capri Sun attempt last night when my wife walked in the kitchen with a really confused look on her face. She had to watch me for 16.4 seconds before I could explain what the heck I was doing. She might have questioned her choice in husband at the moment.
Yeah. If you missed it, Kelly a few months ago attempted a Guinness Book of World Record attempt at a sucking down a Capri Sun in the quickest time. There was a dude who did it in like 14 seconds or something in Germany. And you came close.
I came close, about 16 seconds. So Shaq tied that. So it's pretty impressive.
Very impressive. It's the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX. Ah, the music, Kelly, just makes you feel some sort of way, doesn't it?
It's Olympic.
It makes you feel Olympic, yeah. So, Gold Over America Tour, KFC Yum Center, Ben and Kelly Olympics, and we've been having listeners participate in weird random Olympic events.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, this one, I think we could check off a couple of boxes with this one. I mean, not only does it feel very Olympic, but also could break a Guinness World Record.
And with that, we're going to bring in Megan. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
Okay, so Megan's got a Capri Sun in front of her. Now, for those of you who don't know, Kelly attempted a Capri Sun challenge a couple months ago. And
I know this pressure all too well.
Yeah. So the world record, I believe, was set by a dude in Germany, and it's 14.30 seconds. So, Megan, your challenge this morning, should you choose to accept it, which you have, is to attempt to break the Guinness World Record for quickest time to suck a Capri Sun down in one gulp. All right.
Now, if I remember the rules correctly, you have to start with your hands on the table just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to, when we say go, you have to grab the straw out. You got to stab it. And then you suck. You grab, stab, suck.
Grab, stab, suck. Megan, have you been practicing? How trained are you in this event?
I mean, every kid starts at like 12, don't they? Like 10 or 12. And then you just, if you stay a kid, which I have, like, come on. I have them at my house. Like,
my kids started earlier, so yeah, I feel real confident for you. Is it strawberry kiwi? Is that the flavor of choice?
Yes, it is.
Oh, Good choice. Good choice. It was funny. I was talking to Megan yesterday. I was like, hey, do you happen to have a Capri Sun in your house? She's like, yeah. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, I got boxes.
All right. So, cool. Megan, how are you feeling? You feeling good? You feeling ready?
I am ready.
Okay. So, on the count of three, we are going to attempt the Capri Sun Challenge for Gold Over America Tour tickets. Oh, Kelly, are you excited? Do you want to give her the countdown?
I'm so excited. I'm not the one doing it. Because, again, like I said, I know this pressure all too well.
Yes. All right, Kelly, give her the countdown.
Okay. In three, two, and one.
All right. All right. She's ripping the straw off. Oh, no. She's having a little bit of issue with the straw. All right. Wasting time with the straw. Stabbing.
And now the sucking can begin. We're already 11 seconds.
Suck, Megan. Come on. You can do it. You can do it.
Your cheering suck. Is helping.
Suck, Megan. Suck. You got
making
it.
Making us all feel awkward.
You got it. Oh, okay.
Oh, 24 seconds.
24.92 seconds.
Oh, wow.
Although,
dang on it.
I mean, it was a really good attempt.
It was.
Though.
It you was.
Know, it's just always the straw. The straw gets you every time.
I tell you, you know, here, Megan, you know, it was a valiant effort. Even though you didn't get the world record and you didn't even break Kelly's record, for goodness sakes.
Yay, my record's still
we're gonna hook you up with tickets. So congratulations, Megan.
It's good enough for the gold for us.
Yes, it's good enough for us. You are so welcome, and enjoy yourself at the Gold Over America Tour along with Chalk Talk passes.
Can't wait.
All right, Megan. That was the Ben and Kelly Olympics.
Woo!
Woo! Your record stands. And DJ X, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Got to get to a couple texts here. 502-571-9970. Amanda texts in and says, I totally turned on the radio at the wrong time. All I hear is suck, 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 LOL.
I knew it. I didn't think your cheering was helping.
Is that the wrong time? Or the right time?
I feel like we were all awkward. Especially, you should not have been saying that, sir.
Laura texts in and says, now I want a shirt that says, grab, stab, and suck it. Of course, we're talking about Capri Sun Challenge.
Right, it's got to have a picture of Capri Sun on it, though, if you're going to make that into a t-shirt, yeah. So everyone knows what you're saying.
Right, well, thank you. And welcome
maybe
to the show.
Maybe we should send that idea to Capri Sun. Maybe they're missing out on a whole new marketing opportunity.
Yeah, grab, stab,
like,
and suck.
You know, yes, they have the kids market.
Yeah.
Maybe we target adults trying to break Guinness World Records.
There you go.
Maybe.
All right, let's shift gears to a feel good, shall we?
We shall.
I do this every hour, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling, Kelly K.
I love stories like this because, I mean, their moms must be super duper proud. We go to Nebraska, cross country meet for high school.
Uh-huh.
Brandon's a senior, and he knew that if his time was good enough, he still had a chance to qualify for the upcoming state meet.
Hmm.
But a mile into the race, he realized he wasn't going to be able to keep up that pace. So he was just like, you know what? I'm not going to risk injury. I'm just going to be at a comfortable pace. Just enjoy his last meet in high school.
Yeah.
A sophomore on the other team named Blake was running to beat his own personal record.
Okay.
He had a really fast start. He was pushing himself really hard. With less than 400 meters to go, his leg started cramping up.
Oh.
And he fell.
Oh.
He got back up.
All right.
Fell again another 150 meters later.
I wonder if he hurt his elbow, too.
Maybe he did. Then he got up, started running again, uh-huh. Only made it about 25 more meters,
oh, no.
Went back down.
Oh.
His dad and his coach were asking him, hey, do you want to stop?
Oh.
He did not. He pushed on only to fall again 100 meters from the finish.
Oh.
And that is when Brandon was there to give him a hand. He didn't even hesitate. It took a couple of tugs to get him up, but they finished the last 75 meters hanging on to each other. In fact, Brandon even made sure Blake crossed before he did.
Wow, that is selfless.
I just really appreciate what he did, and I'm going to remember that. My legs gave out on me, and I fell to the ground, just my hands hit. That's what cross country is. It doesn't matter who you're going up against or the people that you're around.
Man, what a great outlook.
Oh, absolutely. And so, like, after the race, they kind of, you know, went to their separate teams and kind of recovered. They didn't even know each other's names. They were strangers at that point. They didn't really get to meet like that until after kind of all the local news media started picking up the story and shone the spotlight on them. But just an incredible display of, and again, you know, Brandon didn't even, he just went over there.
Yeah.
And started picking him up. Like, he didn't even think about it. There was just, it was instinct.
Now,
so his mom did something right.
I don't want to put a cloud on the feel good.
What are you doing?
I'm just wondering, had the kid been going for his own personal record and he comes up on, you know, the runner who is struggling, would he have done the same thing? Or, since he was just like, hey, I'm just going to take it easy. It's my last race.
Right. I know I'm not going to like qualify and state me.
I know. Anyways, I don't want you to answer that.
Because it was instinct. Yeah. He didn't hesitate that it didn't matter.
All right. That's cool.
He saw someone struggling. Right. He helped out.
You're right. That's probably what happened.
You can see their story at WDJX.com.
Setting the bar.
It's a don't do that. It's a really low hurdle. Mm-hmm. We're confident you can jump over successfully and have a win for your day.
Yeah. You know, typically when you get in an accident, you need to stick around. You need to, you know, exchange information, all that stuff. In fact, it's against the law to run away, right?
Yeah, typically a police report needs to be filed.
Right, but if you can manage to make it through the day without wrecking your $500,000 Lamborghini, then you're doing okay. Get this from Canada.
And police are investigating after a Lamborghini crashed. And what's particularly odd is that no one was at the crash site when police arrived.
Yeah.
They just walked away like, oopsies, I'm going to go now.
They're like, well, I didn't really like this one anyways. I guess I'll just go get my other one.
Well, Montreal police are still trying to track down the driver who was behind the wheel of the $464,000 vehicle. Investigators don't know yet whether it was the owner or someone who might have rented the car.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So I'm telling you, definitely that's a rental. And that person's like, peace out.
Who was renting out a Lamborghini?
I don't know.
Like, do they do that? Do they have that at Hertz?
Probably.
Is that an option?
Yeah, you can rent just about anything.
I haven't rented a car in a while, but I didn't know if that was on the roster. Is that in the fleet?
Yeah, so, you know, let's try not to wreck your $464,000 car today, okay?
That costs more than my house.
Well, yeah, it costs more than a lot of stuff. That is your setting the bar. Man, I'm just looking at some of the responses. We had asked earlier, what kind of candy would you give your ex if he or she showed up at your door trick-or-treating?
Can I just say I've been in a texting fight with my husband and our friend Brady.
About this?
Over candy corn. It's not about the ex component.
Mm-hmm.
It's about candy corn.
Well, a lot of people did. Yeah, I was going to say, a lot of people did say I'd give them candy corn because that's
yes, because I hate candy corn. I think it's wax. I don't think it has taste. I mean, it's kind of like sweet wax. I'll give it to you, sweet wax.
I disagree with you. I think it's delightful, especially if you toss some salted peanuts in your hands and mix them together. It is fantastic.
Well, I ignited a war.
So
I also said, like, good and plenty, those licorice. Licorice I'd throw in there, too.
Like, you and I
peanuts,
are...
Like all the worst candy.
Like, you and I are completely opposite when it comes to candy likes and treat likes.
Uh-huh.
It is wild. Like,
I am a classic, though. I'm a classic chocolate lover.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's really, it doesn't take a whole lot to impress me. My favorite is whatchamacallit. But, I mean, I appreciate all the standard chocolate classics.
So, what did your husband and your friend say?
Oh, they're really livid over my hatred of candy corn.
So, they like it.
Oh, they like it.
Yeah, see? Most people with refined palates do.
Not refined palates. No. People who like wax in their mouth like candy corn.
But some of these responses.
Which is also why you like Twizzlers.
I like Twizzlers. I like the Good and Plenties. We call them smartening pills. I mean, I think, you know, there are people that are saying Smarties. They put Smarties down. I'm like, I like Smarties. I think that's
those
good.
Those are tasty. I like Smarties.
I mean, Laura's sugar. All like, no, I wouldn't give him any candy, but he would enjoy a nice cold Budweiser. Been divorced a long time and I'm over being mean. Okay, Laura, you're not really getting the whole
bit. Nice. that's a nice change of pace, because there are some other people who are like, I'd give them razor blades in the candy. Like, that's not what we want.
Well,
we want happy, fun revenge candy.
But then Teresa, I don't think, gets it either and says, we still do trick-or-treat at the family house. No sense being mean or hateful. I'm like, no.
Okay.
Okay, well,
so
great.
She's like, all are welcome.
Yeah. Whether whether it's my ex or whoever, they're all welcome. And then there's Lindsay's, like, my daughter said, Oreos with toothpaste stuffing. Sure, I get it. Yeah.
See, now we got another one of our friends is jumping in the text thread on my team. Candy corn is the worst. So
no,
this can be like a whole other side debate. Just candy corn or nah,
no,
let alone all the other candies.
And the orange and black peanut butter chews that you get in the wax, those are delish.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
See, I'm all about that stuff. I'm all about that stuff.
Listen, don't come at me with a peanut butter flavor unless it's Reese's or Butterfinger.
Okay.
That's it.
All right, well.
Just those two.
If you want to see some of the responses, they are quite entertaining.
What a fun conversation.
Yeah, at Ben and Kelly Show. All right, anything big for you this weekend?
No. Well, my son's got its first basketball game for the school today.
All right.
Very
good.
Exciting.
Good.
And then daughter gets to cheer at the school football playoffs game in Frankfurt on Saturday. So we got basketball and cheerleading. Go team.
All right. Would you look at that? Yeah.
Yeah.
My daughters are in London right now competing for in Irish dance, so I'm just kind of waiting to hear back awards. So,
Will you share pics on the socials?
Yeah, as soon as I get
some. So we can all, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
For sure. Yeah, yeah. So anyways, hopefully you guys have a good weekend, and we will talk to you Monday.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX.
Brand new episode. Brand new episode.